So we had a fabulous trip. It's funny that we were trying to figure out what to do, and so we could take all five of us, because Pastor and Karina and myself and Karina's mom Mary and our friend Tammy all went to California. So we rented a van, and we called it the Soccer Mom Van, with all the old people in it. But it's great because if you think about it, All Nations Gathering's theme this year was Next Generation. Next Gen is what they called it. And I'm like, so it's geared toward the young people. And when we got down there, it's not geared toward the young people. It's geared toward all of us. Because we have the people that went before, we have us now, and then we have the people that are coming up. I know that there was a scripture, and it's in Psalms, and I thought it was 115:5, but I don't know for sure if that was the scripture.
145.
145:5, right?
I think so.
It's not on the screen. I didn't remember what scripture it was, so I didn't have it. So as we got there a day early, and we were trying to figure out what was going on, and we checked in, and we used our timeshare the whole time this year. We usually stay in Prim, but they were all booked up, and so we booked our timeshare in Vegas. We got to spend the night in Vegas, and everybody got to sleep in a great bed. And then we got to Anaheim, and we always book two rooms so that the missionaries that come in, so we book it for Becky and when she brings people, and then we also, Pastor Janet comes in, we do that. So we try to make sure that there's room for everybody. And that is something that when we got our timeshare, wasn't the first plan, but it's turned into something where we can bless others. And I was grateful that we had that opportunity. So as we talked about, we got to All Nations. It was really awesome because there was a couple people that were supposed to be there that couldn't come. One was because his heart was beating too fast, so he couldn't fly. So they got Doug Addison to come this year again, and he's always a blessing when he comes. And he talked about having prosperity. Having financial prosperity. So who in here doesn't need financial prosperity? You don't need financial prosperity? Everybody needs financial prosperity. Well, that was it this year. So if you have your open hands, you're going to get your blessings financially. Receive it. And then we talked about Next Generation. And it was so awesome because as we were thinking about it, we're like, I'm thinking, what am I doing next? What's going on next? What's God's plan for me? What's God's plan for us? And I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, maybe we're done. Maybe we're just supposed to hang out and do nothing. That's not true. If you think about it, Abraham was how old when he had Isaac? 100. He was 100 years old when he had Isaac.
And he waited for that promise for 20 years.
And he waited for the promise for 20 years, as Karina said. Do we need to wait? Sometimes. Do we want it now? Yes. We're in that microwave world. We want everything to happen right now. But the problem, I think, is we're not ready to receive it yet. We're waiting to fill up these seats.
Amen.
Patiently waiting to fill up these seats.
Amen.
It's going to happen. I believe it.
Amen.
Stand on faith. I believe it.
Amen.
We took Tammy, our friend Tammy, and she's like, she has MS, but we took her, and she's like, you're going to take care of me? I'm like, yeah. I said, are you worried? And I said, no. I said, we'll do what we can, and God's got the rest.
Amen.
And she's like, okay. She had a great time. She did get a little worn out. But she made it the whole time, and she's one that will push herself to do it. And I'm like, so we had one day, on Monday, where she just slept till 4 o'clock, and she's like, would you let me sleep till 4 o'clock? They said, we didn't have anything planned. I didn't miss out on anything. Nope, you didn't miss out on anything. We knew that she needed to rest, so things just happen where we just let her rest. But God has great plans for every single one of us.
That's right.
And he has great plans for her. And I'm standing on faith, and she's standing on faith, getting healed of her MS.
Amen.
She's like, it's going to happen in spurts. And I was thankful because Pastor Janet was talking to her, and she's like, sometimes it just has to happen slowly. Sometimes it doesn't happen all at once. Joshua 14:6-13 says, now the people of Judea approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kiznite, said to him, you know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to Kadesh Barnea to explore the land, and I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my fellow Israelites who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on the day Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance, and that your children forever, and of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. How old was Joshua? 40, when he was sent into the land to find out if they could move into the promised land. He was 40. How old are most of us? At least close to 40?
Yeah.
Yeah. So God still has lots of stuff for us to do. He still has lots of us for us to do. Moses was 100 before he got his promise, and
that's
he waited
right.
20 years.
That's right.
Joshua was 40, at least, before he went. Are you getting the theme? We're never too old.
Amen.
God has great plans for us.
That's right now.
Let's see. Now then, just as the Lord has commanded, he has kept me alive for 45 years, since the time he said to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old, and I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out, just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helped me. The Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he has said. So how old is he now?
85.
He's 85.
85.
How old do we feel sometimes? 85.
16,
85, depending on the day.
Yeah.
God has great plans for us. But he said right here, I am as healthy and vigorous to go into battle as I was the day that he sent me in to find the land. We can all feel like that. We all should feel like that. We
Amen.
Should feel like we're old.
I don't feel old.
That's a good thing.
I don't.
There's the honest answer. I do. It was great, though, because it's like, if you think about it, we're thinking about the next generation. We need the people that came before us because they had wisdom. Mm-hmm. Everybody here has wisdom to impart onto somebody else.
Amen.
And the kids that are coming up are going to have great wisdom, too. Angel, one of the girls that Pastor Sending took under her wing, shared her story. And what she wanted was to get to know her mom, who had gotten a car wreck, and they didn't know if she was going to make it. And she asked God, she's like, God, just save her in her brokenness. And God did. And now she has a broken heart for God, and she'll tell you. She's one of the sweetest, happiest people you'll ever meet. Because God broke her in her place. Where he met her where she was at. Numbers 13:30, then Caleb, who was also went with Joshua in to spy out the land, the promised land. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we certainly can do it. Because all of the other 10 spies said, no, we can't do it. They're too big. The giants are too big. There's too many of them. But Caleb and Joshua knew that they could take the land. But they had to wait because the people feared what the other 10 said. They didn't go. They stayed behind. It wasn't until all of the unbelievers died off that Caleb and Joshua got to go into the promised land. In Deuteronomy 31:1-2, then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, you shall not cross to the Jordan. Cross the Jordan. Now he's 120 years old. But he's been leading the people for this long. Second Kings 20:1-6 says, in those days Zedekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to him and said, this is what the Lord says. Put your house in order because you are going to die. You will not recover. Zedekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. Go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. Do you know you can ask for more years? You're not going to be done.
Amen.
Even when you think you're done.
Amen.
Hezekiah did everything he did wanted to, and Isaiah told him he was going to die. The Lord said he was going to die. And because he didn't want to, because he knew he wasn't done, the Lord gave him 15 more years. What does this mean for all of us? We're the next generation.
Amen.
We're going to live till we're 120 or 140.
Amen.
I'm reading a book right now called
God's Anti-Aging Plan.
God's Anti-Aging Plan by Patricia King. And none of us should be sick, and none of us should feel old. And the older we get, we should be rejuvenated. God has a plan for all of us.
Amen.
He has the plan but we have to have the purpose. We have to have a plan ourselves to what God wants us to do. We have to hear God's voice. And that was one of the things that Doug Addison said, is you need to be able to remember, take time every day, read the word, so you learn how to hear God's voice. So I've tried every day, I've opened my scriptures every day, and at least read a chapter in the Bible since we've been in California. So I'm back to trying to do what God wants me to do so I can hear his voice better. Now it's Rena's turn.
Just like that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I didn't think she was done. I thought we were going to keep going.
Going.
I don't have any scriptures. I didn't prepare as nicely as Kay did, but I'll stand here because Richard has his phone pointed at me. I did find that scripture, the theme scripture, And it's in Psalm 145, I think it's verse 4. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. Isn't that what happens here every Sunday?
Yes.
Doesn't someone stand at the front of the room and talk about God and his goodness?
Yes.
And it's cross-generational. We go from pastor to us to these guys listening, our youngsters. They're not quite ready to stand up here yet, but they are taking it in.
Amen.
One of the things that happens at All Nations Gathering is there's a prophetic artist. Her name is Janice Van Cronkite. There's so many things to talk about. It was really hard to choose. I was looking through my phone and I was like, I just want to share all of my pictures with everyone and tell all the stories, but it would take all day. And we really don't want to be here that long. So in the first picture, there's our Pastor Becky, our missionary that we pray with every month. Kay and I and Pastor Janet pray with Pastor Becky. She's giving her message. And you see in the corner, there's Janice painting. She receives from the Spirit, from the music, from the message, and she takes those impressions and she paints. And it's always exciting to see what she's going to do. And when we go next year, they will be available as small little postcard size so that we can afford them. It's awesome. I mean, everything is wonderful and amazing. The next picture, that was one of the first ones. Was that the first one? It was either the first or second picture that she did.
It was the second picture.
She was like, I'm not sure. She said, I was praying and I got this. And you see the W on the belt. And she told us, I'm not quite sure. I wasn't sure what all of it meant. But as the weekend went on, she got more revelation. This is wondrous woman. Not wonder, but wondrous. And what you can't see, what you can't tell from the picture is, I mean, you see her sword is at her side, and she's blocking. But what she's blocking is all sparkling with gold, because it's deflecting any attack. I wish that part would have picked up. It just wouldn't pick up in the camera. There's glitter on that canvas. And we know how we all like glitter around here. I wish I could have gotten it all, but that was a wondrous woman. And it turned out on, is it Friday or Saturday? I think Saturday, Janet Robertson, our EMI missions director, was wearing her Wonder Woman shirt. And of course, Janet is blonde. So Janice was like, oh, hey, maybe this must be what that was about, the fierce warrior.
Amen.
I can't even really begin to explain the fullness of a weekend at All Nations Gathering. I told my mom, you need to take tissues. I said, I get the impression that we're going to be sitting down, I'm going to look over, and you're going to be crying. And it wasn't through the whole thing. It did happen. It welled up, and she couldn't hold it in, and she had to cry, because that's how it is.
That's healing.
It is healing. One of the small cards, we got a 5x7 card and of Janice, one of Janice's pictures. And we're, you know, you're flipping through because they have the shop on the side and all that fun stuff. And I was like, oh, here, this one, you need this one. It feels to me like it's random, but I know it's bigger than that.
Yes.
The card that my mom got for herself is a bird flying out of a cage. Mm-hmm. As she finds her freedom in God.
Yep. Amen.
And as she's able to let the cage and the chains and the crap go and leave them behind.
Amen.
She gets to move forward. And look how much she's learning about moving forward and not having to be old.
Amen.
And God still has a plan and a purpose. Amen. We're not done. None of us are done. Even Pastor D is not done.
Amen.
Even though to see him some days you wonder how tired he is. We got to get him to stand up, be excited,
woo-hoo!
Drink some water. We struggled getting him to stay hydrated, which is normal. And finally, the last picture I wanted to talk about was this one. And it was not Sunday morning, but Saturday. I'm not even sure when she did it. The weekend turns into a great big
blur. It was Sunday morning, the first picture she did Sunday morning.
This one really spoke to me, because no matter how ugly life gets, no matter how dark and dreary the scene is hanging over you, no matter how afraid and intimidated you might feel, there is a path.
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
So the scripture that goes with that.
The word walk through.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light on my path. That was the one that spoke to me with that painting, because all we have to remember to do is focus. Usually we're not focusing down, we're focusing up. But in this case, we have a lighted path.
Amen.
It's there the whole time. All we have to do, we have to open our books. We have to read the word. We have to listen to the word. We have to learn how to hear God better. And I struggle right along with everyone else. Don't think I'm amazing up here. I haven't even opened my Bible. I opened it last night. Said, what was that scripture? Is it any better in the Message? It was pretty good in the Message. And then I looked at home.
We have plenty for you.
Exactly. God's word is a lamp for our feet. He will light our path if we take the time to get to know him and to follow his leading, regardless of the trees and the darkness and the oppression that may be falling around us. We can live in a God bubble. We can be surrounded in his protection.
What was Pastor Janet's thing for Becky? Don't be...
During prayer time earlier this year, through a conversation that we had with Pastor Janet and Pastor Becky, Becky's big revelation and big takeaway from one of our Skype meetings was, don't be driven, be led.
Ooh,
it's not about what we can do for God. I mean, it is, but we need to follow his lead. It's not just us grabbing a baton and running. There needs to be a plan. There needs to be a team in place, especially when you're running your leg of the race with a baton. You got to get it from someone, and you got to be able to hand it off.
Amen.
That was Kay's reminder. Don't be driven, be led. So that's what Pastor Becky's church in Australia has. That's been their theme for the year. And next year is going to be exciting, because it has something to do with vision and 2020 vision.
Yeah, we'll see that.
Good things are happening. Big things are happening. And the next generation is each and every one of us. Now it's Pastor's turn.
Woohoo! We get a triple?
Let's
rock.
It's a trinity.
Yeah. It is a trinity.
That was a perfect lead-in to what I'm going to talk about. And
no, it's perfect.
It may seem like when I was Uber driving home, I had my head pillows piled up and my head on the pillows, and sometimes I was snoring, they said. I thought I was just resting. This morning. But during that time, I was thinking and praying about something. And what I prayed about, and what kept coming to me, was the theme of generations. Generations, generations, generations. And I thought about that, and I thought, okay, when you look at Scripture, they talk about generations a lot. And I thought about that, and I thought, okay, I'm 73. Now, who in here is close to 53? Okay, there's a couple of you at 53. What are you laughing at?
Huh? I'm still close to it.
You're close, but won't admit it.
I've passed it. Well, yeah, you go past it, but you're still close.
Well, we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
But you get in there, and so, the next generation below me, if we take 20 years, which is what we find in Scripture too, that would be 53 years old. How about 33? Anybody 33 in here? We've kind of snuck past that one a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. How about 13? Joshua.
He's okay. Close.
So here we have the generations, the different generations. But God calls all the generations to be a part of it. And one of the things I noticed down there, all the generations were involved. There were people who were older, who were speaking, but there were also younger people. Pastor Joseph, he's in his 40s, getting close to 50. There was a girl from Taiwan. She was in her 20s, and she was speaking. She was a pastor, assistant pastor in Taiwan, and she was speaking. And then there was Angel. Angel spoke, and he was in his 30s also. And so it was just interesting as I looked at it that all generations were involved. Even younger generations, because they had dance, interpretive dance going on several times throughout the service. They would have a slower song, and they would have younger people and up to, you know, and getting older people dancing, interpretive dancing to the music that was being sung or played. And so it was like that. So what came upon me was the generations that each generation, and the scripture talks a lot about that. When I did the back, I did a research on generations. There's a lot of different things. Some of them are bad. When Moses led the people out of Egypt, and they sent the spies into the land, they came back with a good, you know, they came back, 10 of them had a bad report, 2 of them had a good report. So God says, okay, you get to wander around in the desert for a couple of generations. Now, I used 20 years. They wandered around 40 years. Because nobody, and the reason, part of the reason I used 20, because in that scripture, nobody over the age of 20 entered the promised land. So there, when they went in, everybody was teenagers, or just that barely out of that realm. And so a lot of things were happening. And so the scriptures I picked out about all the things that were taking place. And the things that were taking place were that, were good. And so did these get put in the computer, do you know?
Yeah, there's.
Oh, they are, okay. The first one is Psalm 78:4. This was about things that were happening to the people, good things that were happening. And it says, we will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonder he has done. We're not going to hide them from our kids and the next generation. We're going to tell them. Okay? Psalm 79:13. Then we, your people, the people of your pasture, will praise you forever. From generation to generation, we will proclaim your praise.
Amen. Amen.
Okay? Next one. Psalms 102:18. Let this be written for the future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. A people who are not yet created. Okay? We're going to pass it on so the people who are not created yet can pass it on to the Lord. Pass it on.
Amen.
How's that happen?
Bible.
Okay? We were created when this was written.
Amen. That's right.
And given to us. It didn't happen until later on. But it was given to us so we would go on. So, the next one, Psalms 145:4. One generation will command your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. What's it doing? Telling. Okay? Joel 1:3. Tell it to your children, and let your children tell it to their children, and their children to the next generation. Hey, how many children we got there? Tell it to your children, and let your children tell it to their children, and their children to the next generation. Three. Four. Okay, say four. Right? Three is four. Okay. So that would be 80. If I'm going by the 20-year generation that I've been talking at, that's 80. That's 80. I'm creeping up on it. And then, how important is it? Well, at Pentecost, with many other words, he, that's Peter, warned them, and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. And, is there another one? Nope? Okay. Those who accepted the message, of his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were brought into the fold that day. That was at Pentecost. Now, is God interested in all nations? That's why we call it all nations gathering. At Pentecost, all the nations were gathered. They give a list. But they heard all the people speaking in different languages. But they said, these people are all speaking in their own tongue. We're hearing them. These are all Galileans. They're all from one place. But we're hearing them in our language. 3,000 people that day heard that one person give the message of Jesus Christ. Is God interested in numbers? Yes. He put a book in the Bible about it. Okay? But that day, 3,000 people became believers. And they went out where? To the world. They went back home to where they came from with the message that they heard from Peter. Acts 13:36. Now when David had served God's purpose for his own generation, he fell asleep and was buried with his ancestors, but his body decayed. Is there another one with that one?
No.
No? Okay. His body decayed, but the one whom God raised from the dead did not see decay. But it says in that first part, when David had what? Served God's purpose in his own generation. How old was David? He was in his 70s. Mm-hmm. When David had served his purpose, he died. Not until. Like Kay was saying, he was saying, we'll die, but not until we've accomplished God's purpose.
Amen.
Then until God's purpose. Philippians 2:15. Do everything. Okay. Do everything without grumbling or groaning, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Do we live in a crooked generation? Oh yes, there's so much crookedness around.
Yep.
But what's it saying? Live your life in such a way, then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. When we live it and hold firmly to it, we'll shine like stars.
Amen.
I'd like to shine like a star.
We have some glitter downstairs.
Okay. Okay. But then, my prayer, the scripture that hit me the most, okay, and both of you kind of mentioned it, is Psalm 71:16. Even when I am old and gray, Do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. In other words, Lord, like you said, don't let me kick the bucket till it's time. Don't let me give up. Don't let us give up till it's time. Yeah, our seats may be few right now, but like Kay said, they're going to be filled. They're going to be filled. And so that's what I noticed down there, that we're proclaiming the message of Jesus Christ to the world, to the nations, all nations gathering, from the Philippines, from Mexico, from Australia, from the United States, from Arizona, Taiwan, you know? And we were there. Different generations spoke, older, younger. And two of them spoke because, like you said, somebody couldn't come, and so they chose some people from the next generation, the younger generation, to get up and speak. And so God speaks to the generations through us. And that's what we're doing as part of Encounter Missions. Some of us have been on mission trips to Taiwan, Australia, and Mexico. Some of us have been just to Taiwan. Okay? But we've been. But we contribute to the EMI every month as a church, as a congregation. Sometimes it's it's usually $100, sometimes it's a little more. Every month. What I remember. If I forget, I double up next time. But that's what we're doing. And people who got up there at that service, what most of them did, they told their story.
Amen.
And that's what we're called to do. All of us. Tell your story. Tell how God's worked in your life. Tell how you came to know the Lord. Tell how Christ has affected people. That's our calling. And that's what we heard at the conference. People's story. They got up and told it to the people so that they could see God at work in their lives. And so people were there. One guy I talked to, he was in the band. And he was playing. I talked to him. He says, "This is my first time." And I talked to Becky and I said, "You have 12 people in the band." She goes, "Oh, it fluctuates." She says, "I might not be here a couple of days. I come in, there are a couple of new people in the band." They have sometimes 12, sometimes 15 people. She goes, "I just look and count them up and put them in." But he was new. And that was it. He played the guitar that Thursday night when we got there. Was his first time to be part of the praise team.
That's awesome.
One guy, Alexander, I was watching him in the band. He was all over the place. He came down and I said, "You play everything, don't you?" He goes, "I just play what I needed." He played the piano, the drums, the guitar, and
wow.
He sang. You know? Other than that, he didn't do anything. No. But he was being used where he was needed. And that's what we're called to do. Be used where you're needed and according to what you can do. That's what I got out of it. Lord, I want you to close your eyes. Take a minute. Think about what Kay and Karina and I have said, and ask the Lord, what do you want me to do in my generation, in this time? Would you pray with me? Lord God, thank you I thank you that we have the opportunity to go to All Nations Gathering and come back and report on what you inspired at that conference, the people that you inspired, the things that were accomplished, the paintings that were made, the dancing that was done, all those things, Lord, to give us a story to talk about to the nations and the people that we come in contact with. When they ask what we did, we have something that we can tell them. How you have influenced people's lives in all parts of the world. And that you're continuing to do that. Reverend Becky, as she went home, she wants to bring more people next year. God, open the door for her to do it. Open the door for all of us. We had 5 of us in the van. We need 2 vans. A bus, whatever, Lord, guide us and direct us and help us to keep moving forward in your work, telling each generation and the generations to come about you and your work and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.